The TYAAA Players present for your listening pleasure the worst bedtime stories ever.
Okay, kiddos, time for bed.
Can you tell me a bedtime story?
Oh, I don't know, kid. I don't really know any bedtime stories.
Oh, come on. My parents are paying you to be here. Tell me a story.
Okay. A bedtime story. Okay. You want a story? Here's a story.
Yay!
Now, the way I heard it, this is a true story. It took place a long time ago in a cold wonderland called Minnesota. The people there are very polite and they speak with this funny accent, don't you know? There was this guy, his name was Jerry Lundegaard.
Hey, dear.
Now, he was a pretty normal guy. He worked at a car lot selling cars. However, he owed some people a lot of money. But lucky for him, his wife, Jean.
Oh, hey there, don't you know?
Yeah, she had access to a wealth of money because her dad, who is named Wade.
Yeah.
He had tons of money, but Jerry could not just come right out and ask for it because Wade was really, he was really mean about his money. So Jerry...
Heck you mean?
He hatched this brilliant plan to hire these two criminals type guys to go and kidnap his wife for ransom.
Wait, what does that mean?
It's kind of like this complex game of hide and seek, but in order to find the person, you have to pay a lot of money. So Jerry was going to use this hide and seek money to pay people that he owed. So he gives the criminals he hired this car from his car lot. It's a tan Cutlass Sierra.
Burnt umber.
Is that one of those cars that drives themselves?
No, it's one of those cars that has an old tape player. Whatever. So these two criminal guys were real bad guys with a capital B. The first one was this funny looking little fella named Carl.
I guess you think you're some kind of an authority figure with that stupid foot.
And the other guy was a really quite big fella named Gear. Who's always talking about crazy stuff. Anyway, these two bad guys go to Jerry's house and grab Jean to play that crazy game of hide and seek. But as they're trying to hide her, they get pulled over by the cops. These two guys don't want to get caught, so they decide to pull out their gun and... they just punched him in the face, right in the nose, you know? So it's okay. So anyway, after all that, this lady cop named Marge Gunderson shows up.
Oh, jeez. I'm actually the chief of Brainard there, Mr. Narrator.
Yeah, so she comes along and finds this cop lying there with his nose bleeding. So she starts to investigate the crime scene.
Blood has been shed, Jerry.
She figures out that they hit the cop in the face and drove away in the car Jerry gave them, the tan Cutlass Sierra.
Burnt umber.
In the meantime, Carl and Greer take off for this cabin in the woods with Jean to hide her. And Marge goes back to the precinct to have Arby's with her husband, Norm.
I like Arby's.
Cool. Yeah, so while they're eating, this other cop, Lou, he tells Marge they found the tan Sierra. So she heads off to this place called the Blue Ox Motel and talks with these two striped ladies about Carl and Greer. And she finds out that they're headed to the Twin Cities.
Where's that?
Still Minnesota. You'd think something in this story would be in the town of North Dakota, but not really. It's so weird. So anyway, while Marge is doing her cop thing, Jerry tells Wade, remember, he's the mean rich dad, that the bad guys have demanded $1 million for his daughter, Jean. Well, Wade decides he wants to deliver the money himself because he doesn't really like Jerry.
Yeah, with all due respect, Jerry, I don't want you mucking this up.
Around the same time, Marge is talking to this big mechanic guy named Shep. See, Shep set Jerry up with the bad guy Greer, and by extension, Carl.
I didn't vouch for him.
Marge figures out that Carl called Shep from the Blue Ox Motel, and the two of them are in cahoots somehow.
Yeah. Is that useful to you?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
After Marge leaves, Shep takes off to find Carl, and he's all mad because he doesn't want to get in trouble. So he busts in and grabs Carl, and Carl's all like,
Shep, what the
wrestling. He was wrestling this really nice young lady. And then Shep beats up Carl. So after all that, Carl calls Jerry to move forward with their plan to get the money. He says they need to meet on the rooftop of this parking garage for the money handoff.
You mean the $1 million for the hide-and-seek game?
Exactly. Anyway, Carl shows up on the roof to get the money, but it turns out that Wade was listening to Jerry and Carl talking on the phone, and he heard the plan to meet up on the roof. So Wade goes there with the money, but he is prepared with money and a gun. A squirt gun.
Oh, jeez.
Carl winds up squirting Wade right in the belly, and then Wade shoots Carl in the face.
He shot me in the face.
Carl's okay, so he jumps in his car and drives off with the money, just as Jerry's getting to the roof. Jerry sees Wade lying on the ground and decides to toss him in his trunk, and then drives home and goes to bed. Yeah, so Carl takes off with the money and realizes he's got $1 million, and he decides he doesn't want to share it with Gare. He takes like 80,000 out and buries the rest in the snow.
Ooh, good plan!
I know, right? At this point, Marge has figured out that Jerry has something to do with all this stuff. So she heads to the car dealership to get some answers, but Jerry doesn't want to cooperate.
I am cooperating here.
Yeah, he says he's cooperating, but then he runs away.
He's fleeing the interview. He's fleeing the interview!
Meanwhile, Carl goes back to the cabin and finds out that while he was gone, Geyer permanently hid Jean, so nobody will find her. Then Carl and Geyer get into this big fight about who gets the tan Sierra.
Burnt umber.
Carl tries to leave, but Geyer picks up a really big axe and punches him in the face.
You punched me in the face!
Yeah, I bet you didn't see that coming. But yeah, so Marge just happens to be driving around and spots the tan Sierra.
Burnt umber!
She makes a beeline for the cabin to check it out, and just as she's pulling up, she hears this weird noise. Turns out, Gare's putting Carl into a wood chipper! So Marge sees him and goes to arrest him.
Freeze!
But Gare throws this log at her, and then she takes out her gun, squirt gun, and shoots him right in the leg. She goes and arrests him, and then she gives him this big, long lecture about there being more to life than a bunch of money.
Don't you know that?
Sure, yeah. So, anyway, she takes him off to jail. The cops also find Jerry. Remember, he ran away, and they arrest him, too. Wait, did I mention that Marge was pregnant?
Really?
Yeah, she did all that stuff while 7 months pregnant.
Darn tootin'.
But yeah, so the bad guys were all caught and went to jail, and Marge and her husband lived happily ever after. The end.
That is the worst bedtime story ever.
What? Well, that's how I heard it. Sweet dreams.
I got shot in the face!
Find Jerry. Remember, he ran away, and they arrest him, too. Wait, did I mention that Marge was pregnant?
Really?
Yeah, she did all that stuff while 7 months pregnant.
Darn tootin'.
But yeah, so the bad guys were all caught and went to jail, and Marge and her husband lived happily ever after. The end.
That is the worst bedtime story ever.
What? Well, that's how I heard it. Sweet dreams.
I got shot in the face!